The Football Show. It's a philosophy on cliffcentral.com.
Yes, actually, yes. It's Wednesday, and it's the football show. Top of the dome. Yeah. Common question, hibbity in the building. Hello, what it do, nigga? Direct Jesus.
Shout out to Stephen Keshi.
Yeah. Alright, it's Wednesday and it's the football show. A show about Muhammad Ali, a show about Stephen Keshi, institutionalized
Kimbo racism, Slice.
Kimbo Slice, Copa America, football transfers in Euro 2016. But we're gonna start off
with Stephen Keshi,
man. Some really sad news coming out of Nigeria this morning.
Terribly sad news, man.
It was so unexpected, though.
Yeah, so unexpected. One of the icons of African football, world football.
One of the gods of the game.
One of the gods of the game. One of the most influential players ever in Nigerian football. He fought for the rights of players. Yeah. One of the first Nigerian players to actually venture overseas to ply his trade. And, like, you know, there's so many anecdotes about Stephen Keshi that show the kind of person he was. How compassionate, how responsible, how iconic. I mean, he would host young Nigerian footballers who were in Belgium, you know, and couldn't afford to basically have their own flats or have their own accommodation. He would host them. He would give them allowances. Whenever the Nigerian Football Association, which it has been doing since the 70s, wouldn't pay people on time, he would pay them out of his own pocket. He would lead strikes. He would fight for the rights of the players. Even when he was a coach, he wouldn't accept the fact that mediocre Eastern European coaches and
PE teachers
yes. coming to Africa to coach our teams. He wouldn't accept that. He said, look, we have so many skilled guys who understand the league, who have the passion, who are not here for a paycheck, that can do this job. And he would fight for it. I mean, he took Togo to the World Cup. I mean, unfortunately, he didn't get to coach.
But he took Togo to the World Cup.
So, R.I.P. Stephen Keshi, thank you for the memories. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for bringing pride back to
the Nigerian, African game.
To Nigerian football. I love you, man. And wow.
And, I mean, he was, well, if you believe rumors, man. I mean, he was about to be appointed Pirates coach.
Yeah. That's a sad loss for Pirates because it would have been an era of dominance, man.
It would have been an era of dominance.
So, R.I.P. I hope you're in heaven with, you know, the finest exotic dances, bottles of champagne, you know, your favorite chewing gum.
Everything
just there, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. Stephen Keshi, man. R.I.P. Stephen Keshi. And let's just start with the intros. Who are you? The exemplary immigrant.
Yes!
The noble Nigerian.
Yes!
The harbinger of good grace.
Yes!
The custodian of the authentic African twang.
Yes!
A man who is known on Football Manager message boards from Papua New Guinea to Antarctica. The God, Durek Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Home Affairs knows my name.
Yeah. Do you wanna? I'm also here.
Okay. The philanthropic stripper whisperer.
Yeah.
A modern day male Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Constantly fighting for the rights of strippers across the globe.
Yeah.
The erstwhile Arsene Wenger apologist.
The
real men in this. The God, come request.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this bounteous praise singing. Mbongi. Yes. Fans can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow, or you can tweet us at FootballShowCC. Or you can call us on 0861-555-189. Alternatively, you can like our Facebook page, The Football Show, which no one actually ever likes. Why don't you guys like our Facebook page? It's Facebook and page. or football show, whatever. Anyway, like it. Also, we've got a Periscope account. We are actually filming right now. Are we?
No, we're not.
Okay. And then you can also chat to us on WeChat using the Cliff Central ID, which is full of racist epithets.
Like, you could tell Gareth was on before us, because all I'm seeing, the problem with ANC
the problem
supporters.
With ANC supporters.
I agree with you, Gareth. State capture in the industry.
State capture. State capture.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the Pooper Show, people. We're glad to be back live. For those of you who downloaded last week's episode and last week's podcast, thank you very much. We had some logistical difficulties, so we had to record the pre-record the episode. And
basically, some people were handling child support issues.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to start again with some more sad news. Obviously, in the last week, Muhammad Ali passed away. The greatest to ever do it.
Fuck 2016.
Actually, fuck 2016.
Fuck 2016.
We should actually just finish 2016
Ali.
Now. Yeah.
Prince.
Keshi.
Kimbo Slice. So we could fly.
Yeah.
He walked so we could run. Like, he inspired a generation of bald niggas all over the country.
Yeah.
All over the world. You know, before Kimbo Slice, I didn't think I could do it, man. As a bald man, I didn't think I could go out there with my back straight and held up high till I saw his first video.
Yeah. Kimbo Slice. Anyway, I just have as a ground rule, we've got a quote from Muhammad Ali, and obviously delivered in his impregnable style, irrepressible charm, and swaggerific Muhammad Ali-ness. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion.
No, I'm not reading it properly.
How am I supposed to read it?
Sorry.
Okay, do it.
You sound like Ruben Barwin.
I'm not like Ruben Barwin.
You need to do effects, man.
Okay, do the effects.
Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it.
Yes.
Impossible is not a fact.
Yes.
It's an opinion.
Yes.
Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare.
Yeah.
Impossible is potential.
Yes.
Impossible is temporary.
Impossible is nothing. Yes.
Shit, I just spat all
that's
over the
mic. Way, that's the way you're supposed to do it. That's the way you're supposed to do
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Cliff Central uses...
Oh, Sam. Oh, can you...
Cliff Central... Nigerian spit.
Speaking of spit, never mind.
There's a new wave. I don't know
how about spitting on the back.
No, spitting in your significant other's mouth during intercourse. Like, what is that?
I thought it was the spitting on the back so that you don't you pretend as if you.
No, but come on, the consistency of spit versus the consistency of semen. Any woman who's had sex more than three times knows the difference. No, but the thing is, spitting in people's mouths.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't heard about that one.
Okay, we just got a message on WeChat from our beloved
Sonia.
Awesome to hear you guys live again. RIP Stephen Keshi. Last week was shit.
Is that a fire flame emoji or what is that?
No, that's a poop emoji.
What is that? What the?
This is why we don't like WeChat.
WeChat, yeah.
Other than the fact that it's owned by Naspers, but yeah.
What is that?
Sonia, what emoji is
what
that?
What emoji is that?
Is that fecal matter?
Is it a fire flame? What's last
why
week
is
fire?
What is a black flame?
What is a black flame? What is a black fire?
What is a black flame?
Ah.
WeChat, you need to go back to the drawing board.
WeChat, go back to the... Black fire? What is it? Some Black Panther inspired...
Some Game of Thrones shit.
Civil rights movement. Fire. Anyway, we started with some AFCON qualifiers. Gambia. 4-0. Sorry.
AKA permutation.
Permutation,
Bafana,
South Africa.
When you watch Bafana play, you gotta.
You need a calculator.
You bring out your calculus textbook.
And your abacus.
You know, to work out the various. It's sad. It's actually.
Gambia 0, South Africa 4. When the pressure is off, Bafana sparkle. But word from Safa is that they're gonna renew that guy's contract or whatever. What's his name?
Sheikh Mashaba.
Yeah.
I'm not that invested in Bafana.
South African football.
No, South African football in terms of the PSL, I watch.
Yeah.
Bafana,
Sorry,
not for me.
So, okay, alright. What is the...
Don't deport me, guys.
I was about to say Home Affairs have your number.
Yes.
what do they need to do? Is it a mentality issue?
Stop going to Kong.
We've gone on this Kong road so many times.
No, but seriously, stop going to Kong. Like, you can't expect to be a professional footballer operating at the peak of your powers and wasting your energy in Kong. Like, Teko Modise... I've seen Teko Modise at Sandek with, like, 4 or 5 women. How do you expect him to perform in a derby the next day?
He's a PSL champion.
When he has 5 women. How does he satisfy 5 women?
You have an orgy.
Yeah, but like, how do you expect to be able to dribble and pass the ball to the requisite players?
Yeah, but it's training. You're in training the next day.
But your energy has been sapped.
What if it gives you energy?
How can having sex with 5 different women give you energy?
Ronaldo, El Fenomeno, used to have sex before every game.
And look at how his career ended.
It was knee injuries. That
exactly.
Is, knees have
because
nothing.
He was doing doggy style with more than one person.
Wow. Wow.
You can't tell me doggy style isn't hard on the knees.
It's pretty hard on the knees.
It's pretty brutal.
It's actually brutal. If
please,
you do it on hard
please
surface.
Please WeChat us. What is the worst sexual related injury you've ever had?
I actually had a colleague today in the office who's got a back pain.
Back pain.
And you know, if it's lower back,
it's bad.
It's either you're lifting something or you're banging someone.
Yep.
There's no stress. You know, there's no back pain that, you know.
I once pulled a hamstring.
I've felt that hamstring coming. You're going in and then I felt it.
Pull the hamstring. No, WeChat us, tweet us. What is the worst sexual related injury you've ever
sexual related
injury you've ever suffered?
Sports injury.
Sports. Well,
sexual related sports
injury.
That you've ever suffered.
Calf strain. Groin strain.
And this was a very bizarre result. Central African Republic. How many people are in the CAR in CAR? Otherwise, other than the South African
Angola.
Soldiers. They beat Angola 6-2.
It's a function of the oil price. The oil price is doing nonsense right now. So Angola's economy is doing nonsense because Angola's probably worse than Nigeria when it comes to being a single commodity economy. Right?
Yeah.
Well,
don't they have diamonds?
They have a double economy. Actually, it's oil and corruption. Yeah.
Oil and corruption.
Oil
is
and
the economy.
Nepotism.
Yeah. And I mean, Dos Santos' daughter is now the head of the oil company.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you. Do you know? Oh, okay. 6-2 Angola, and then
Swaziland.
Hey!
Go Swaziland, man!
They beat a Guinea.
Well, yeah, still Swaziland winning against other teams.
But Guinea is not a bad team, are they?
No, they're not. I'm saying Swaziland. It's a great.
It's a great achievement. Yeah.
Yeah. The Swazi football revolution is growing apace. Maybe people will stop slandering Swati on the TL.
Slandering Swati like a little baby. Like it's with the whatever. I didn't say that. I have a lot of Swati friends. Anyway, Kenya 2, Congo 1. I think this is the Belgian Congo. Yeah. Kenya 2, Congo 1.
Which isn't wait. DRC or Congo Brazzaville?
No, this is Congo Brazzaville. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't DRC the Belgian?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
DRC is the Belgian.
Okay, all right. Those one. Yeah.
That one.
So 2-1. 2-1 to Kenya against Congo Brazzaville. I'm sure the lion of whatever. What do they call Steven Wanyama? He's a lion of something.
Steve Wanyama?
Yeah. What's his name? Is his name Steven Wanyama?
I have no idea.
What's that Wanyama guy from Southampton? The big Kenyan bloke.
Yeah, Wanyama. Victor Wanyama.
Victor Wanyama. Is he not a... Lions of Teranga or Senegal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Lesotho 1, Ethiopia 2.
Wow.
Also, this result is a sign of economic growth.
Yeah. Ethiopia.
Ethiopia is growing economically. This is symbolic of the shift in power in terms of GDPs in Africa.
The Horn of Africa. Like, I mean, I remember there was a time Nigeria beat Ethiopia so badly.
Yeah.
The supporters were like, okay, it's enough.
Yeah.
Please.
Really?
We were chanting in the stadium. E don't do. I swear to God, it was that bad. But now, you know, Ethiopia, their airline is the first airline in Africa to... Mm. Make a profit recently?
Really? Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Where everyone else is running away from airlines and privatizing and all that, yeah.
Exactly. GDP is growing.
And it's still state-owned.
The women are still fire.
Oh, the women are so fire.
The men don't look as sad.
The descendants of the ancient Nubians.
The women are still fire. You know, they're sorting out the issues with Eritrea. Everything is all gravy, baby.
So this result shows you what good economics can do, like sound economic management and good governance in the country can do for you.
Yes and no, because South Africa's football sector
is does not reflect.
Yeah, it doesn't reflect the values, or it doesn't reflect the performance you would expect from such massive investment, such massive
in
support.
Yeah,
such, you know, it's. I guess it comes with from the whole thing of the majority of people that play PSL football come from a disadvantaged background.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm generalizing, but. It's hard for you to say, oh, let me be frugal. Let me not. Let me save my money.
You just want to bow.
When you've come from Kotas. When you've come from Kotas.
You just want to bow.
Fam.
Yeah.
I came from Morvite. It's hard to tell me not to get those fucking ribeye steaks now, man.
Ribeye steaks, you know, man. Yeah.
I was at the Four Seasons. I remember when I first came to Joburg, I had two pairs of pants. I remember.
You had two pairs of pants.
Two pairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Bafana's struggles are symptomatic of South Africa's struggles. Give me time. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
I was listening to Pravin Gordhan on my way here, and he was talking about how South Africa is a very strange place because it is the only place you find where there is such a negative outlook amongst the people who have so much infrastructure to go to do anything that they want, especially on the continent. You know.
Yeah.
If you actually juxtapose it with the, I mean. Do South Africans really have a right to just be so negative?
Well,
because that rating, the
South
ratings
Africans,
agency has
South
said
Africans, South Africans at the lower end of the scale
have
every reason to be negative, because you know here you are in 2016,
yeah,
and there's not much growth. In fact, it seems as though your options are just not as much as before, and even if you do progress a bit, once you hit that middle class ceiling, that's it.
It's done, yeah.
You know, there's no transformation, no reparation, nothing, no concrete progress.
Mm.
So it is understandable if people are joining the EFF, if people are burning things. It's a reflection of the greater disillusionment.
Yeah.
But the people who have the most, who are in Camps Bay with 300,000
a week, a month.
327,000 a week. I mean,
a month. Yeah.
Salaries. The ones complaining the most. I mean, I was in a restaurant yesterday, and this guy was like, oh my God, apartheid was also terrible for me. Do you know?
Do you know?
Before 1994, I could not get my South African citizenship. This is a white guy. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But now.
And my girlfriend was just like, she didn't even lower her. She's like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? People were murdered. You were worried about citizenship. What level of entitlement is this?
Then
they kept quiet because I think it dawned on them. So. The people that complain the most in South Africa are the people that have the most.
Yeah.
It's actually disgusting because there's no self-reflection. There's no, oh, maybe me complaining about only being able to go to Thailand twice a year, you know, is actually stupid when there are people who can't even go to fucking Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Or people who have never left Soweto other than to go to work and go back.
Yeah. Bars from Durag Jesus.
Bars!
Bars.
My voice is a sex toy.
Yeah. Zimbabwe 3, Malawi 0. You
wait. We don't care about Zimbabwe
qualify for AFCON 2017.
We don't care about
the
Zimbabwe
game made more memorable by the outfit sported by the Zimbabwe Football Association president Philip Tjonga, who looked like a packet of a Baker's Man biscuits on the touchline.
We don't care about
swag. So much swag. Cote d'Ivoire 2, Gabon 1.
I don't really care about Francophone football either.
What do you care about?
Nigerian football.
Okay. Do you like
Manchester United?
We'll get to that.
Strippers'
rights are so important, and I think we are sleeping on that.
No, seriously. Ivory Coast. I mean, it's a new generation, and I think they're on the right path to defending their title.
Yeah,
they're on the right path to defending their title. Ivory Coast does this every qualifications campaign. They win games, they dominate. So there's nothing. It's a very boring, consistent story.
Okay. And then Mauritius 0, Ghana 2.
Yeah, no, other than being a tax haven and the new financial services capital of Africa.
Yeah.
What does Mauritius have to offer, man?
Black Stars seal qualification for AFCON 2017 with one game.
They still fuck Ghana, though. Forever.
What?
Fuck Ghana.
Oh, yeah, you missed that last week.
Forever.
There was a a study about jollof rice, like who has the better jollof rice, and Nigeria won.
Of course, Nigeria. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Have you tasted Ghanaian jollof rice?
I had Eric's jollof rice, yeah.
And did you have cholera for 3
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah. I did, actually.
Guys, Ghanaian jollof rice tastes like smallpox.
I did actually have Ghanaian jollof rice.
It tastes like an outbreak of smallpox.
Easily. Anyway, these are the teams that have qualified for AFCON 2017. Where is it being held, actually? I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Algeria, Senegal, Cameroon, Zimbabwe,
Ghana,
Zimbabwe,
Egypt, Morocco,
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe,
Mali,
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe. About Zimbabwean football.
Zimbabwe has qualified. Yes. Nice one for you there from Knowledge Muswana with a wonderful goal and a chip pass to Kamabiliat. What a Kamabiliat puts it in the back of the net and it's Kamabiliat and the crowd goes. Oh yes. Nice one for you there from Zimbabwe. The boys have made it to
Does Zambia qualify?
I think they are about to.
Because you can't have a championship without Chipolo.
Without Chipolo Polo. The Bullets.
Okay, let's talk about Copa America.
Copa America. Argentina 2, Chile 1.
Good performance from Nicolas Gaitán.
Yeah.
Very, very impressive. I mean, you know, you would.
Is he going to go to United finally?
No. Do you know we've been linked with this guy for the last 7 years?
Really?
Yes.
And what has happened in those 7 years?
Nothing.
Jeez.
Nothing.
Wow.
Mm. So, I mean, no Messi. You would expect Argentina to struggle, but they played really well.
Well, you know, Texan did that to you.
Yeah, Di Maria played well.
Di Maria is actually very underrated in that.
Fuck that guy.
In that Argentina team.
Fuck that guy.
No. Fuck LVG who didn't know how to play Di Maria.
And Di Maria. Fuck
no.
Him. Dude, who hasn't been a victim of crime here? Who hasn't been a victim of crime?
So you're saying he went into his shell after people broke into his house?
Yes.
Why?
Why am I saying
the
that?
The coach was playing him in the wrong place.
No. The coach gave him all the opportunities, but because he decided he didn't like the weather in Manchester, he wasn't going to fight. Trash.
So he's trash.
Yeah, he's a snake. Fuck
so
that.
Is the weather that much better in Paris than in...
Are you mad? What kind of question is that?
I've never been to either of the places.
My guy.
I've never been.
My guy, it's always raining in Manchester, man.
Okay, yeah, okay. It's okay.
It's a gross place. I mean, Paris, city of love, rude waiters.
City of love and terrorism.
Yes, that too. City of love, terrorism and oppression.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Arab or black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
City of rude waiters.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't know all those things.
Oh, you haven't been to
Paris? No, I haven't been to Paris. No. I'm not Theo.
Me neither.
Yeah. Theo Mojo has been. You could have
Theo, Theo Mojo has a freaking penthouse on the Champs-Élysées.
Indeed. Black actually, wolf. And he Black couldn't wolf. Join us today because he's still suffering in pain. Last week was a bit of I think it was too soon for him.
Yeah, no, he had affluenza.
No, did you see? You didn't see him last. He's got like fucking stitches on his face, man.
Yeah, affluenza. He's suffering from success.
Affluenza is what Theo Mojo is suffering from, guys. From affluence. Anyway, USA 4, Costa Rica 0.
The Demp.
Yeah.
The
no.
Demp. Do you know
Dempsey?
Clint Dempsey rap?
Is he still really?
Yeah.
Does he rap?
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not terrible.
He's not like Mesut Ozil.
No, he's not that. No one could be that bad. No, Ozil, nah.
Mm.
No, he raps. I mean, you know, Klinsmann was under some pressure. I mean, the head of the U.S. Football Association came out in the media making a few comments about how Klinsmann needs to improve the side.
Chat should get banged.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It might be under a bit of pressure. And there was a good response from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Dempsey scored his 50th international goal.
Not bad.
It was a...
Who's a better American ambassador, Landon Donovan or Clint Dempsey?
Well, in terms of actually... not being a weirdo, Clint Dempsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Landon Donovan was a bit too much of a hippie golden child flower.
Was he really?
Yeah, no. Oh my God, I'm taking a year-long break because I don't feel the joy of getting $100,000 a week anymore. My heart.
I just didn't like how he thought he was better than Beckham.
Yeah, no, he was a foolish guy.
He was a foolish guy. Yeah, he really did think that. There was a bit of a problem when... Beckham got the captaincy and he was like upset about it.
But to be honest, the biggest ambassador for American football is still Alexi Lalas.
Yeah, Alexi Lalas, that's true. Yeah. And he has done well for
MLS.
Oh my
god, his suit game.
Wow. On Fleek.
I saw him in a suit that made me want to ask the suit for its ring size.
You wanted to marry the suit.
I wanted to marry the suit, man. Yes. It was that beautiful.
Anyway, we didn't speak about Chile, actually. But defending champions, they've lost. How does that work? They've looked out of sorts lately, Chile.
Well, they didn't play too badly against Argentina.
No, they didn't. But, I mean,
the problem is
the form table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with Chile is that everything funnels through Alex Sanchez. And once he started fading, because, you know, he's had an injury-interrupted season, and I don't know if his fitness is up to scratch yet.
Yeah.
But once he started fading and once they started putting the paws on him, Chile sort of fizzled out. So they need to, like, get into, you know... They need to diversify their options, man.
Their portfolio. Yeah.
Gotta have the bonds, the equity.
Colombia 2, Paraguay 1.
Hey, it's a victory for narco football.
Narco football. Medellin
narco
football.
Yeah. We're getting goals like bricks.
Yeah.
No, but to be honest, that narco association with Colombian football actually died in like the early 2000s. But it's still good for banter.
It's good for banter, yeah. Narco football. So good for the narcos. Good for drugs. Good for cocaine. That victory. That's a victory for cocaine. 2-1 to Colombia is a victory for cocaine.
I hope the Colombian ambassador doesn't listen.
Mexico 3, Uruguay 1. Without the skill and ruthlessness of 1,000 years of racism embodied by Luis Suarez, Uruguay succumbs to defeat against Mexico.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Who would you say the classiest manager in the Premiership is?
Classiest?
Yeah.
Define class.
Like, you know, elegant, good person, winner, whatever. Like, who? Arsene Wenger, obviously. You would say that, right?
I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm trying not to say Arsene Wenger.
No, but you will.
No, wait for it. Wait for it. I think Pellegrini was a
dude. I've set up this whole slander. Can you just say Arsene Wenger so I can get into my
Arsene Wenger?
Yes. Now this is a guy.
What a douchebag.
This is a guy who is supposedly the classiest manager in the Premiership. Tried to recruit Luis Suarez basically a few hours after the Evra situation.
Yeah.
Then is trying to recruit Jamie Vardy. Mr. Jamie Vardy, who didn't apologize for his racist rant. No.
Get banged.
That was really silly on my part. Next time I will let my feet do the talking. What is that?
Get banged.
So I Wenger, yeah, you know.
No, we'll get into that one. Let's put that on the back burner for a bit. Luis Suarez will only be available in the quarters if they make it that far.
They'll probably make it that far.
Yeah.
But no Luis Suarez, no party. No racist party.
No racist party.
No Luis Suarez, no opikopi.
No opikopi. No racism, Baba. Have you been to opikopi?
No. I hear there are no shower facilities there.
Yeah, well, and just STDs and dirt.
And mud.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, people get STDs in clean hotel rooms, so it's not...
So you might as well.
Yeah.
You get a violent STD if you get it with mud, though.
No, it's not really much of a deterrent. People get STDs in the Saxon.
And I mean, now there's bacteria resistant to antibiotics. I saw that last week.
Bacteria resistant to last line of defense antibiotics.
That is scary.
Not just
it?
Normal. Like, dude, it's basically the last line of defense in antibiotics. Mm. And now they found a fucking bacterium that is resistant.
That is just like, can't touch this.
Yeah.
It's like,
brush your shoulders off.
Brush your shoulders off. Think of this pips. Bacteria is pips too.
Yeah.
Oh man. Anyway, this is a football show. You can call us on 0861-555-189. Talk to us on WeChat, Clip Central ID. Also, chat to us on the Twitter. At Football Show CC. Duncan again with the Uzi. Look,
how many people do you think Duncan has robbed in the last 2 weeks?
I think Duncan has robbed about 5 people in the last 2 weeks.
5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it possible to find a good person who wears Uzi?
No.
Are there people doing good? Let's have a hashtag. People doing good wearing Uzi. Let's fire them. Post your pictures wearing Uzi clothing and you're doing good.
I've never seen anyone doing good in Uzi clothing.
Not molesting children or feeding.
Or robbing people.
Or feeding strippers. No. Real good things. Wow.
You're a bastard. You're in Nigeria. You need to feed. You feed your whole family, man. You're a goat.
Yeah, good. Anyway, Panama 2, Bolivia 1. A victory for Tex Havens.
Go Panama Papers.
Yeah, Panama Papers, Bolivia.
Wow.
CIA collaborators. So that's a victory for Tex Havens against CIA Calabria.
Just coming in, someone just tweeted us. Apparently, Memphis Depay just sent all his cars back to Holland.
Yeah, yeah, we've got that. We've got that just now.
So
350,000 pounds worth of cars back to Holland. But it's not like a lot. It's just a G-Wagon and a, what you call it?
A Rolls.
A Rolls, yeah.
No, but you know what?
And Memphis, a trike.
Memphis, what Memphis lacks in decision-making and football sense and a football IQ.
Makes up for in swag.
He makes up for in swag. I mean, this guy was...
Dripping swag goo.
He was demoted to the reserves. And he's like, okay. It's a reserve game, Abby.
Yeah.
Showed up in this freaking Phantom.
Phantom.
Fanta.
You own the name, I own the car.
Fanta.
Yeah. That's what he did.
He's like, yeah, okay, I'll play for the reserves. Just peep.
Yeah. Peep the swag, Sonny.
Yeah.
Peep the swag. Anyway, so Brazil 0, Ecuador 0. Neymar refuses to play in the Copa America because he wants a chance to get an Olympic medal. That is how important this centenary Copa America is to Neymar.
Yeah, fuck Neymar.
Did you see his pictures, though, on the gram? This guy has had orgies with all manner of athletes in the last week.
Okay.
Last week on Thursday, he was hanging out with. First, he got like some kind of endorsement from Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He got
the first football related. Yeah. Jordan collaboration. Yeah.
Collaboration. And then after that, a day later, you saw him hanging out with Justin Bieber. And you know, Justin Bieber is just like a man whore. Probably like has orgies every day and has got like.
This is well known.
And the reason why we have now this issue with antibiotics.
Shaming, though.
This issue with antibiotics is because of Justin Bieber now.
Stop slut shaming.
I will stop slut shaming, but antibiotics, last line of defense, is Justin Bieber.
Wow, I just saw an upper echelon bit of slander from Theo Mojo.
About what?
Theo Mojo, the black wealth god, tweeted, "The Western Cape is just a gentrified Orania with winelands and the sea."
Upper echelon slander from Theo Mojo. Hall of Fame. Top five.
Top five tweet.
We move on to Jamaica 0, Venezuela 1. West Morgan still partying up somewhere in the Caribbean.
In Caribbean.
So he wasn't available for selection.
For selection.
Selection.
Win your justice.
Win your justice.
Justice.
Selection.
Selection.
Booyah Kasher.
In a floro.
Blop.
Blop, 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 blop.
Kill the Bamba class. What you know about it? Yeah. Anyways. Oh, man. So are we done with results? That's about
we're
it,
done.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're done. So we move on to news and transfer rumors.
Jamie Vardy.
Jamie Vardy's transfer to Arsenal is obviously one of the big transfer stories this week. Arsenal apparently activated the player's release clause with a £20 million bid last Friday.
You guys like activating release clauses.
Activate. We like to activate.
Activate
release.
Activate the release clauses of racism.
Oh, wow.
Arsenal is the football version of the TRC.
Easily. Arsenal is the football version of the TRC. Wow. Thank you so much, Direct Jesus. That's so apt.
Yeah, I know, man.
No, bars. Do, man. Bars. Bars.
I'm a modern day freaking orator, man. Like
modern day, man. You know. Modern day. Anyway, so turns out the deal was supposed to be wrapped up before he left for the Euros, but it is now seeming as if Jamie Vardy is going to decide on his future after the Euros. And is it a surprise that he shares an agent with Theo Walcott, whose people are notoriously difficult when it comes to transfer or, you know, contract negotiations?
Yeah, no, Theo Walcott.
I think it's David Dane's son.
Is it?
Yeah, Darren Dane, who used to be Thierry Henry's agent as well.
Ah.
So these guys are just... No, they know.
They know.
They know.
No,
so,
but the thing is, Theo will never struggle in his life ever again.
Good face.
Good face. And as long as he remains a bit fast and doesn't abandon his British citizenship, he'll be dope forever. There will always be a premium in his transfers.
Yeah.
I mean, if Peter Crouch can still get £60,000
a week. Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Okay, so let's talk about the transfer, though. Jamie Vardy. Will he be a good Arsenal signing? The racism and the rickety legs aside.
Yeah.
Is he the kind of marquee striker that Arsenal fans are looking for?
Yeah, he would be a good signing for you guys.
Really?
You guys don't really have a striker in that mold.
Welbeck is sort of that guy, though.
No.
Don't say no.
No. Welbeck doesn't offer the relentless pressing, relentless running in behind centre-backs that Vardy does.
He's not fueled by racism. He's not fueled by racism.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay. That too.
Because you know that can, you know, give you a
he doesn't have his power wall, you know, strapped to his back.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think you guys have a striker of that sort. And he might actually be something you need to stretch defenses a sit back and actually dare Arsenal to play through them.
Yeah.
Wow, I sound like fucking...
Dare Arsenal to play through them. from an A cup to a D cup, what do you think this is?
D cup being the best.
Yeah, D cup being like it's going to happen. A cup being, eh.
Woo! I would say a B cup.
You say it's a B cup.
Because, I mean, there's the strong layer of the fact that he spent seasons with this Leicester team building up to something iconic and unforgettable.
Yeah.
So why not give yourself an opportunity to actually play in the Champions League with this team?
And build a legacy.
And build a legacy for Leicester. Mm. If he goes into the Champions League with Leicester, win stuff, he will be immortalized forever.
On the streets of Leicester.
On the streets of Leicester, he'll be a god.
Yeah. In strip clubs, they will have... his name on a plaque.
They will forgive his racism.
They will forgive his racism.
Yeah.
In a place like Leicester, where there's like, you know.
Yeah, it's one of the most multicultural cities
in
Europe.
Yeah.
Not just England, yeah.
Anyway, another story also doing the rounds is that the Gunners are in for Riyad Mahrez. I don't know about that.
This typo. Another story also doing the rounds is that the Gunners are in
Riyad Mahrez.
Wow, what a typo from Comrade Question.
They are in Riyad Mahrez. So Arsenal are currently inside of Riyad Mahrez.
Where would he play?
I don't know.
And you'd have two Ozils.
You'd have two Ozils, yeah.
Well, one harder working.
Yeah.
Ozil works harder
than anyone else.
Yeah. Ozil is.
He's a hard worker. No one sees that. Yeah. And then reports this morning suggesting that Man City are in talks to sign Aubameyang for a fee believed to be in the region of £50 million.
I want him signed just for his swag. Have you seen his music videos?
No, I have. He's got music videos.
He's got a song called, wait for it, Aubameyang.
Alright.
Aubameyang. And the swag levels dripping. Because you know, like,
isn't he from Gabon?
Yeah, it's from Gabon.
But they lost. They lost to someone just now.
He probably didn't. But
he probably
did
play.
Ivory Coast. But the thing with Francophone dudes, they know how to dress.
Les sapés.
They know how to take risks, but the problem is sometimes those risks transform into shoes that curve upwards. Like but like he has the right balance. He looks good.
But the suit he was wearing at the African Football of the Year Awards was shit.
I didn't see that.
That was a shitty suit.
I didn't see it. I probably blocked it off.
It was like too shiny. Yeah, too shiny. And speaking of Manchester City, apparently they are leading the race to sign English defender John Stones.
Why would you want to sign John Stones after the season he had? He needs to go back to the drawing board, or at least I don't even know, man. He needs maybe a spell in the reserves or a spell training on his own with a defensive coordinator.
Jeez, man, that's because brutal, Baba.
As good as he is on the ball, he is so prone to not choosing the right option. He's basically Memphis in defense.
Wow.
Yeah. No, okay. It's bad. He was a feature of Everton's slide down the table last season.
Speaking of Everton,
Cruyff turns in the box.
Cruyff turns in the box.
Cruyff turns in the box. Hey!
Bars! Cruyff turns in the box.
In the box. Pull it back.
Anyway, speaking of Everton, Ronald Koeman has gone to Everton from Southampton. Do you think that's a good move?
Good move.
Good move.
Good move.
They will be unbeatable.
I wouldn't say unbeatable, but it's a good move. It's a good move. It's a sign that what's his name? Fahad Moshiri is serious about Everton, and Everton are gonna finally rise from the doldrums and probably be ambitious.
And challenge for something.
Maybe even win a freaking good
Capital One.
A Merseyside derby, man.
It's the small steps. Let's start with small steps. Yeah,
you know?
Just one. okay, so we spoke about this.
Eric Bailly.
Is it Bailly or
Bailly?
I don't know. Is it Bailly? It could be Bailly. To become Jose Mourinho's first signing.
On Sky Sports, they say Bailly, but you know Sky Sports, they don't care about pronouncing.
Racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll say Bailly. Please tweet us the correct pronunciation.
Eric Bailly becomes Jose Mourinho's first signing.
He looks good. I mean, I don't think...
30.4 million, though. Just 2 years, they paid $4.4 million for him.
He's 22. You pay for the Manchester United premium also. And what's $22 million to gods, man? Like,
what's $22 million to gods?
Yeah, and also we're gonna recoup that money. We're also gonna recoup that money because a lot of people are gonna be sold.
Okay.
So I think he's a good. I think when it comes to centre back signings, Mourinho doesn't get wrong.
He doesn't fuck up.
He doesn't get it wrong. Cavallo, fucking seeing John Terry and making him proper player.
But David Luiz wasn't Mourinho.
He was Not Mourinho.
No, it wasn't Mourinho.
It was Di Matteo.
The other one. What's the other one? The Portuguese one. Big Phil.
No.
Wasn't it Big Phil?
No, it wasn't Big Phil. Big Phil was in 2010.
Okay.
Who signed David Luiz?
I wonder.
Who signed David Luiz?
Ancelotti. It has to be Ancelotti then.
Could have been Ancelotti.
Yeah,
or Di Matteo. But anyways, I don't think he gets it wrong with centre-back signings. My only concern is that Bailly seems to be a physical specimen who's always had the ability to fall back on his pace, his athleticism.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping he's also, you know, like a cerebral player that's not impulsive and will make, like, all sorts of weird-ass mistakes.
Yeah. And then we move on to rumors abound that Memphis Depay will soon be offloaded by Jose Mourinho. Yeah. Yeah. As he has recently packed up his fleet of luxury vehicles worth £350,000.
Thousand, Baba.
Send them back. And it's three cars. It's a trike. It's a Rolls. And it's a G-Wagon.
Maybe he's tired of the congestion charge if there is one.
If there's more than one car in your house, yeah.
Maybe he just wants an Audi A1 like Benoit Suekoto.
Yeah.
Suekoto.
Moussa Sissoko issues a come-get-me plea to Arsenal in a style reminiscent to Adebayo's AC Milan / Beyonce equip from 2008. Remember Adebayo?
Yeah.
You know, if Beyonce says to you, what did he say? If Beyonce
says come.
Come, yeah. Are you going to say no?
No, but my favorite is still Joaquin. What? I think in like 2003.
Yeah.
It's like, the very idea of Manchester United makes me wet. I would walk to Manchester right now.
I would walk.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys know how much we talk about doping. Russian football is said to be dragged into the country's sports doping scandal just 4 days before they face England in the opening match at Euro 2016.
Swag.
Just dope, guys.
Dope.
German broadcaster ARD is expected to allege a cover-up of a Russian footballer who tested positive.
Who do you think it was?
Andriy Arshavin.
Is he even still getting...
No, he's not even... No. He's retired.
I think it was Akinfeev. I think so.
Or even what's that? Zagoev. Yeah. He was just wild, like an animal.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Wild like a beast.
Like a beast.
Like a tiger.
Yeah. And speaking of doping, what's that other guy? Sako. Mm. Mamadou Sako was banned for whatever because of fat-burning supplements.
Yeah, the same
Turns fat. Out, he asked to be banned. Like he says, because UEFA said, no, this is not a substance you can be banned for. And he's like, no, ban me, please.
Okay, it's good. Shows remorse.
Really?
Yeah, shows remorse.
Okay.
Or maybe he wanted to take the light punishment before they did more tests.
Perhaps, that's smarter. Because then afterwards, he's not going to be tested maybe for another year.
Yeah.
Samples won't be...
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm, what
exactly.
A smart guy.
Smart guy.
Eva Canero.
I applaud his lawyers.
Eva Canero, Jose Mourinho, and Chelsea have settled their sex discrimination claim out of the court. And Chelsea have apologized undeservedly for...
Did you hear what Mourinho said about her? He's like, she was publicity hungry. She would position herself behind me during televised matches.
This guy.
Wow. What
a
savage.
She turned away. She was a bit of a looker. She's still a bit of a looker.
She turned down
1.2 million.
Apparently she got close to 5.
No, that's what I'm saying. She got more. She turned down 1.2.
Close to 5. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad, Eva.
She was in Zimbabwe last year for her honeymoon.
Is it?
Yeah, in Victoria Falls. Depends. Falls, Zambia.
Yeah, the Zambian side is better than Zimbabwe.
But no, it was actually on the Zimbabwean side.
No, but the Zambian side.
It was better than the Zimbabwean side. Oh,
Zambian,
shut up.
Zambian and Zimbabwean followers.
Shut up.
Please let us know.
The Victoria Falls is better in Zimbabwe.
Can I speak, please? Which side of the Vic Falls is better, the Zambian or Zimbabwean side?
The Zimbabwean side is better.
Let us know.
There's not even any Vic Falls in Zambia.
We're even going to run a poll on the Football Show.
Yeah, we'll run. Actually, we're going to run this poll. Which side of the Vic Falls is better, Zambian side or Zimbabwean side?
What prize are we giving the winners of the Fantasy League?
We actually don't even know yet. Who's the winner? We'll check after the show and we'll announce.
Sorry about that, guys.
We will give out a prize.
Has been busy with child support payments.
Tough.
Theo Mojo has been busy with affluenza.
Yeah, affluenza.
And Joao Matthews and Nandi are ensconced in a drug rehab facility right now.
Argentinian football star Lionel Messi has said he trusted his father with his finances and knew nothing. He's the new Jon Snow. About how his wealth was managed as he took the stand at his tax fraud trial.
This is your hero. This is the man
full of tattoos.
You argue with strangers about hours on the internet.
This is your hero.
Tax
dodging for.
Meanwhile,
Cristiano gave away 600,000 euros of his own winner's money after the Champions League final. He gave that money to UNICEF.
To UNICEF?
He's got no tattoos. He pays taxes. He's got a great body. He's 6'2".
Donates blood. Loving father. Have you ever seen Messi's children?
No, you haven't. Except in Lay's adverts.
Thank you.
He uses them for commercial value. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. He's a pageant mom.
He's a pageant mom. Thank you so much, Durant Jesus. Thank you. We hate Messi.
Moving on. Hey! Hibiri! In the meantime...
Oh, shit!
Morocco Swallows have found a blesser.
A blesser.
Morocco Swallows basically went into the Cubana version of mergers and acquisitions in football. They're like, okay.
Who wants us? Mm, who and wants us?
So, apparently, a consortium is about to buy a place in the PSL. And parachute Morocco Swallows into the PSL in place of Marocco.
How does that work? I don't understand how that works.
Well, apparently, like, you... You get a franchise license.
Yeah,
say,
yeah.
But it's transferable. It's not restricted.
So when you're in the PSL.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Interesting. But anyway, that team is rumored to be Maritzburg United, who have come out and said no.
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 And then Cristiano Ronaldo has erected... Sorry. Cristiano Ronaldo has opened a second, much bigger museum dedicated to himself in Portugal. This is a man... I was talking about how Cristiano was behaving in the Champions League final. Mm. Cristiano is dedicated to crafting his narrative. It's deliberate.
Yeah.
Nothing he is doing in his life is an accident.
Yes. It's all planned.
Taking that penalty... He knew that he was going to put it in the Ronaldo movie part 2.
Yeah.
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 And now he's got... How many Champions League does he have?
Drake. Three.
Three Champions Leagues now. Mm. No. Cristiano Ronaldo is basically the Drake of the game. Well done, Cristiano.
And
we love you.
And he scored in everyone.
And he has scored in everyone, yeah. And then last week, Kaizer Chiefs released an entire busload of players, including veteran Refilwe Letsholonyane, who has since rekindled his love affair with old boss Stuart Baxter at SuperSport United.
Stuart Baxter is back in the country.
Yes. He's been back for a minute, fam.
Hey, can you see this nonsense? So, South Africa, retirement home for R&B.
Yes.
Retirement home for coaches.
Yes, because he failed dismally in Turkey.
Hey.
He was a spectacular failure.
Just like, what's his name, failed? Muhsin Etugral.
Etugral, yeah.
Hey.
And he came back. Even the guy from at Maritzburg United, what's his name?
Ernst Middendorp.
He's also like a washed guy, but he's still here, being recycled by South African football fraternity.
Nonsense.
And then, no, you can't tell us to wrap up. Get out. It's 12:54 here. Your father. South African born teenager.
Is Duncan being a piece of shit?
Yes,
again.
It's
the Uzi sweatshirt.
It's the Uzi sweatshirt. And then you say.
This guy is wearing a mustard Uzi sweatshirt. What the fuck? What's wrong with you? This guy has the fashion sense of a butcher. And when I say butcher, I mean someone who butchers human beings. And he's got those nerd glasses that make him look like...
From 2000 and...
Bruh.
Nine.
Wow.
No, like, no, wow, no, come no. on, Duncan. Come on. Mm-mm. Anyway, South African-born teenager Keith Kronwald has secured a prestigious move to top Belgian side Standard Liège.
Apparently it's Kronwald.
Whatever. I'm not from here, fam.
Hey, but what happens when home affairs test you, man?
Hey, I'm married here.
You're married? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
I do book swag in the building.
The 16-year-old fresh from a disappointing trial at Man United has been offered a 3-year contract by the Belgian outfit's first team, apparently.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, wait, can you hear the vibe? What? No way. Yes.
Yellow bones.
Number plates. What a gem. I should play it for the people. Anyway, don't think FIFA scandals have stopped them from making money. Due to Chinese President Xi's push for China to become a global football superpower, FIFA have also adopted a serious look east policy when it comes to sponsorships. The latest is a $150 million 4-year World Cup cycle deal from Dalian Wonder Group. I don't know if they're the ones who are part of the Alibaba Group. I don't know, whatever. But $150 million a year to have your name alongside Adidas, Coca-Cola, and McDonald's at every World Cup. Winning.
FIFA wow, thugs, Marouane man. Fellaini dyed his afro blonde.
Yep. He has revealed possibly the worst haircut after Aaron Ramsey at Euro 2016.
No, you know what? I will not accept any slander of Aaron Ramsey's hair.
But his hair.
No, that hair is beautiful. That hair is beautiful. Fuck that. Aaron Ramsey is the second biggest player on that squad. He deserves a haircut that showcases
his talents.
His talents.
And his importance to the team.
Yes.
Yes.
Aaron Ramsey is basically trying to recreate himself as the new Beckham.
Okay, all right.
You know, from the beard.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So let him do...
But he has no tattoos.
But let him do his career progression.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let him.
Thank you.
Wales captain Ashley Williams has revealed that the entire squad hold Joe Allen appreciation days every day of the week. They love that Welsh shovey. And then we have a blast from the past. Gary, I found this so weird. So Gary and Philip Neville almost caused an international diplomatic incident in China just weeks before Euro 96 when they were both fielded against China in a friendly. The Chinese were not so happy about it because having two Neville brothers was apparently taken as a slight of saying, you know what, Chinese people look the same and whatever, whatever. I mean, like, how do you... That's a great leap, though. That is a huge leap, eh?
Yeah, but you know the English would probably do something like that.
Because
so
they're
surprised.
Dicks.
Yeah.
They're fucking dicks.
Anyways.
What else do you have, Durag Jesus?
Nothing, really.
Do you have knickers?
Do I have?
Knickers.
Niggers?
Niggers. Niggers.
No, I don't.
Yeah, as an underpants.
Oh, no. I wear boxers.
You have underpants.
I wear boxers. Apparently, boxers are good for your fertility.
Because they keep stuff flowing.
Yeah.
You need to keep it aerated.
Yeah,
anyway, this has been The Football Show. Remember... Oh, actually, it's Kanye West's birthday today. Happy 39th to the god, Kanye.
The god.
And Prince.
Lol.
And Prince. Happy birthday, Kanye West. This has been The Football Show. Remember?
What's Kanye's biggest song of all time? Like, your favorite or just...
Last Call.
What?
Yeah, I love that jam.
That's...
I like it. I love it.
A whole smorgasbord of songs. You chose Last Call.
Yeah, I like it.
So, basically, if you're at a buffet... With caviar, lobster, you would choose the Morvites.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
It is well.
Yeah, it is. It reminds me of a time. Like, let's say, for example, Morvite reminds you of a time where your character was made.
It is well.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to The Football Show. Be kind to strippers. All boobs matter and may the swag
be with you.
Be with you.
Condomize.
Condomize. Did we say condomize?
Vasectomize.
This is CliffCentral.com.